Hey, welcome to the new CNADHD podcast. I'm your host, Liz Lewis, and I don't want to produce another boring podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you go in iTunes, there are like 100 podcasts now about ADHD. Seriously, do it. Look, you'll be shocked. And I don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The CNADHD podcast is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Okay, I am back today for another solo episode. We are going to have a quickie today. Wait a minute. Considering I did that podcast with Dr. Tuckman a couple weeks ago, quickie was not the best thing to say. But anyway, I wrote a post. It was called Letting Go, and I did the podcast last week about letting go of people and beliefs. So I thought it was important that I talk a little bit about limiting beliefs today. The written version of this will be up hopefully today as well. Before I launched the Enclave, I spent, 3 years, probably 3 years working through limiting beliefs, which is why I had a website, because it's really easy to hide on a blog or a website. And when I say I was working through those limiting beliefs, I was talking to therapists. I did have a coach at one point, and I really just, I utilized all of the supports around me to get my head on straight. Thank goodness. So let me just give you a list here of some of the fears I had when I decided to go off on my own and do the ADHD Enclave, despite the fact that everybody has Facebook groups. Some of my fears included, nobody's going to believe I can really have a group off of Facebook. Like, no one's going to believe that's going to work. I don't know how to sell things. And I still feel this way. Like, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not a hustler. I'm just not going to do that. I don't feel like I should have to. I feel like, I don't know. Universal energy brings people to me that need me and that I need them, and that's the way it is. I'm not sure people are going to like me enough on social media. And I still think about this fear, but it isn't as big as it used to be because I don't really care. I don't care so much about people liking me. I don't. I feel like there's enough people in the world to like me, and not everybody has to. Nobody will pay for something private. I used to think that. I really thought that, actually. But this is the dealio. People will pay for things if they think they identify with you. And if they identify with the idea of privacy, which more and more people are starting to want privacy in their lives. I really thought I was going to get made fun of for trying, for moving off of Facebook, for doing this thing. I really did. I thought people were going to be like, Liz, you're nuts. But they really weren't bad about it. And I also thought people would give me like bad reviews and comments and stuff. And that actually hasn't happened. I used to get more nasty comments on my website than I ever have about the membership. So that's nice. So this is what happened. I sort of launched it. I don't like to say launch because I don't believe in launching things. I just don't. My community is available all the time. I don't need to launch new products and services every few months because my people stay with me as long as they need the support. And when they're ready to move on, they can move on. That's just the way it is. So I don't launch things. But when I went ahead and I went out into the world and I said, this is what I'm doing, it wasn't a stunning success, but it also wasn't really a failure. And it wasn't that painful. And what I figured out was that mostly what held me back wasn't any of the stuff that I was afraid of. Like, it wasn't the stuff that I kept coming up with in my head. It was all these weird limiting beliefs about myself and about my ability and what I was worth. And so I've decided myself that my limiting beliefs, and probably for you too, if you get really honest about it, our limiting beliefs are the basis of most of our fear. And I'm going to go through some of the most common limiting beliefs. And I hear these from women that I work with and even non-ADHD people. So I'm just going to go through here. I don't know how many I have. I think I have 6. Okay. The first limiting belief is that you are being judged. I always thought that I was constantly under scrutiny. Like, people were going to judge me for the website. People are going to judge me for going off on my own. And for that reason, I sometimes didn't even tell people in real life what I was doing. And sometimes I still get kind of weird about it. I don't tell people about my online business. But this is the funny part is most people are so into themselves that they're not thinking about you and I. I'm serious. We think that we're being scrutinized all the time, and most of the time we are not. So I had to sort of let that go and realize that I'm the only one who's worried about me. I'm the only one who's judging me. All right, number two, I cannot be successful. This is a big one, especially with ADHD people. Everyone defines success differently, but for a lot of us, we think back to the history of our lives, maybe job history, maybe we had a business that failed, maybe we had a marriage that failed, and we think that success, you know, because of the history there, that we're not really a person that's bound for success. Or we compare ourselves to other people. I could never be as successful as X, Y, and Z person or whatever. And I think this is just one of those, honestly, you just have to look at this and be realistic. Just because you screwed something up in the past,
let that shit go, really.
We can't future trip. I did a whole episode on future tripping based on the past. We can't do that. We can't cut ourselves off before we even have a chance to try because of something we did in the past. You also have to understand that your future is not defined by the past. And so success is relative, okay? Number three, I don't deserve anything or I'm not deserving. When something really good happens in my life, I almost always wait for the other shoe to drop. This is just a part of who I am. And sometimes I think I don't deserve good luck. There have been times when I felt like I didn't deserve much of anything because I was sort of raised with this, you need to earn everything in your life. And I don't think I'm alone in this. I mean, on one level, it's easy to say, you know, all humans deserve respect. We all deserve clean drinking water, healthcare, so on and so forth. But it's really hard to say, I deserve to be compensated for my good works. At least it is for me. And so I've started to work on this a little bit. And the more I respect myself and the more I believe that I do deserve to have a place in the world, my voice is totally valid. It's easier for me to prove it. It's easier for me to seek out opportunities to show myself that I am deserving. And so I just, you know, if you need to talk to a therapist, this is one of those things that sometimes the worthiness and the feeling like you deserve things in life, this is one of those things you sometimes need to talk to a therapist about. If you don't have access to a therapist, check out my enclave. Another thing is the rejection. I will be rejected or everyone's going to reject me. We with ADHD, we deal with this rejection sensitive dysphoria. Sometimes we think we're being rejected even when we're not. And so this has come into my life in terms of my business, my personal life, my parenting, meeting other moms, like everything. I always think I'm just going to be rejected. People are going to think I'm stupid or maybe even outright laugh at me. That doesn't actually happen, but in my head, I think it will. We all know rejection stings, but it's also just part of life. Even celebrities will tell you they've been rejected at some point. What I started doing was asking myself, what is the worst that can happen? Really, what's the worst that can happen? You reach out to someone, maybe in business, you ask for a favor and they say no, or they say they don't have time. It hurts your pride, but you have an answer. And it's also a lot of information. When someone says no or gives you a no, it doesn't mean anything about your character, but it does give you some information, right, to go on for next time. So rejection is a sticky subject, but I do think it's one of those things that we with ADHD, we blow up a lot in our mind. And I probably should do like a whole podcast on rejection sensitive dysphoria. But to be honest, I feel like it's getting a little bit, teeny bit overplayed right now. And maybe I'll come back to that later. Another one I hear a lot from the women in my community that I work with is it's too late. It's too late. It's too late to change things in your life. It's too late to change old patterns. It's too late to try something new. All of it. It's just too late. And this comes in so many different forms. Like I had one person tell me they waited too long to change their diet because they're turning 50 this year. And I was like, if you want to eat healthier, you could change your diet anytime. 50 is not too old to make lifestyle changes. I've also heard this said about relationships. I blew it. It's too late. The love of my life, he met someone else. He or she met someone else. I've heard this as well. I really don't think it's too late. And I don't think there's only one person for everyone. So it's never too late. Nothing is too late. No matter what your age and circumstance, it's never, ever, ever too late. Life is too short for regrets. Seriously, you got to try things. The last one I wanted to mention was this idea that I'm not strong enough or I'm not enough. I hear this a lot from women. We all have this sort of self-doubt. Like, I've had thoughts of, what if I really grew my community to, like, you know, 400, 500 people? Could I even handle it? What if I'm not smart enough to even handle that, you know? And I think sometimes that becomes a self-sabotage thing. This is the thing. When you start to doubt your capability, your inner fortitude, your inner strength, that's just like the spiral. Like, I can't even imagine what would happen. So it's really hard to define strength, right? The way I see it, we're all strong just by virtue of the fact that we're educating ourselves. We're bettering ourselves. We listen to podcasts. We read books. You know, anybody who's working on their personal growth is a pretty strong person, because a lot of people don't even want to examine that. So we made it this far today. Obviously, we can handle what life throws at us. We've all had things already that we've gotten through. And I'm sure at the time we didn't think we would, but we did. So really get to a place of knowing. Know that you are strong enough to handle whatever comes your way, because you are. You're going to stumble. Some of us even collapse. Goodness. I collapse all the time, but I always get back up. If nothing else, ADHD has given me that. I'm super resilient. In the moment, I don't feel resilient. But then when I find myself, you know, clawing my way back up, I realize, wow, that's like my strongest moment. So you need to be aware of the limiting beliefs that hold you back. These are just ones, and I'll repeat them, but these are ones that I hear a lot from people. Let me go through them again. I'm being judged. No, you're not. I can't be successful. Yes, you can. I'm not deserving. Yes, you are. Because you're a human, you are deserving. I'll be rejected. Chances are you won't. So calm down. It's too late. It is never too late. I'm not strong enough. You are totally strong enough. You are. Don't even doubt it. I don't want to hear it. Nope. So before I end this, because I like short podcasts, especially when they're just me talking to myself, before I end this, I just want to say I recorded this on, what is this? This is Thursday. This is the National Day of Encouragement. I didn't know that. I actually had to check and see, you know, what the hashtag of the day was, and that's how I learned that. I just want to encourage you on this National Day of Encouragement to think about your limiting beliefs. Think about how they've held you back. They don't have to. You have a choice. We all have a choice every single day. ADHD does not define you. It is just a part of you. And life is great. Life can be better if you let it. If you like the stuff I talk about on this podcast, check out the ADHD Enclave. It's a really fun time. Also, if you live on the East Coast, make sure that you sign up to come to the ADHD conference. It is November 6th through 9th in Philadelphia. You can get even just a one-day pass. We have all sorts of super fun stuff planned for first-time conference attendees. It is not just all doctors talking. It's not. You should come. Totally. Just come. Trust me. It's going to be a good time. If you need to reach me, email me. Like I always say, we are stronger together.